Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 20 through 23. Jeremiah 29, verses 20 through 23. It says, "Hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, the son of Kaliah, and Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, who are prophesying a lie to you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and he shall strike them down before your eyes. Because of them, this curse shall be used by all the exiles from Judah and Babylon. The Lord will make you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. Because they have done an outrageous thing in Israel, they have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and they have spoken in my name lying words that I did not command them. I am the one who knows, and I am witness, declares the Lord." You see, there were false prophets, two of them mentioned here, Zedekiah and Ahab, who were prophesying lies in God's name. They were saying, "Thus says the Lord," when God hadn't said it. And they were going to be put to death in Babylon. But look closely how God said they were going to be put to death. They're going to be put to death when Nebuchadnezzar is going to roast them in the fire. You remember your childhood Bible story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? We know that Nebuchadnezzar had a fiery furnace, don't we? And we know that he was willing to put people in it and put them to death. That was the thing that he was going to do for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And God in his provision, his awesome power, protected them from the fire. And he was there with them in the midst of it. But these two guys, Zedekiah and Ahab, these false prophets that were lying in God's name, they were put to death in Nebuchadnezzar's fire. Folks, what I want you to understand is, God has serious consequences for those who will say, "Thus says the Lord," when God does not say. In Ezekiel chapter 13, listen to verses 8 and 9. "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have uttered falsehood and seen lying visions, therefore, behold, I'm against you, declares the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and who give lying divinations. They shall not be in the council of my people, nor be enrolled in the register of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God." Folks, in James chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "Not all of us should seek to be teachers, because those who teach will be held in higher accountability." You see, those of us who have this role given by God to be the preachers and the teachers, the prophets, if you will, those who speak for the Lord or teach his word, when we stand up and say, "Thus says the Lord," we better know that God has said. Unfortunately, many preachers today are just preaching or parroting what their favorite preachers are saying, what other men have said, or theology from other certain men or a certain denomination. I want to challenge you today. I'm going to lay a challenge to you, the same challenge that's to my own life as well. Build your theology on the Word of God through the Spirit of God, giving you insight, not from what your denomination believes or what your favorite preacher believes. But make sure that what you believe is from the Word of God himself and accredited to, if you will, or attested to by the Spirit of God within you. Folks, there are many people out there today. The Bible says in the last days there'll be false teachers. There'll be doctrines taught by demons. There'll be people that could fool the elect if that were even possible. And we need to be on our guard. And so the challenge is for us to watch out for them. The Bible says examine the fruit of these people as well. But also the challenge today is for you and me, those of us out here today that are listening, who are preachers and teachers of the word. Severe consequences come for those who say, "Thus says the Lord," when he hasn't said. And I wish I could tell you over the years that I've never made a mistake in the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. But I know this much, my heart has been to desire and to know the truth of the Word and what it says. As I've grown in my relationship with the Lord, I've learned more and I've come to understand His Word more. I don't fully understand it yet, nor will I ever until I get to see Him face to face. But my heart's desire is that I study to check what I'm teaching against the whole of Scripture. Not a verse here or a verse there, but the whole of this book. So that when I stand before Him, I will be able to say, "I taught what your word said from Genesis to Revelation. I've not withheld any of the whole counsel of God." Folks, make sure that you're listening to preachers who use the whole Bible, not just a verse here and there. And you preachers who are listening today, make sure that you're preaching what God has said, not what you believe. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.